Welcome to Ascending with the Octurians, with your host, Vivian Chauvette. Vivian is an Octurian hybrid, intergalactic healer, and universal communicator. Join us as we explore an era of quantum consciousness and vibrational shift. Human beings are essence of supreme light, expressed as sentient physical life forms. Our unique soul design contains our blueprint that leads us to light body ascension. We are here to help you evolve beyond this third physical dimension, transcend the past, heal soul wounds, integrate life lessons, and embrace the divine matrix. More than a show, it is an experience that invites you to awaken to the truth of your higher self. Are you ready to return to universal oneness? Ascending with the Octurians begins now.
Welcome to Ascending with the Octurians with me, your host, Vivian Chauvet. We're thrilled to welcome you again for another amazing show. Today, we're going to talk about your DNA. That's right. We're going to talk about your quantum DNA and the 12 strands of it. And this is something that more and more people are going to tune to understand the evolution of the DNA and also the quantum matrix around it. And we're going to talk about, you know, the functionality. There's a lot going on this week. We know that we've been receiving a lot of solar activities. There's a full moon, a lunar eclipse. There's so much going on. So it's going to be a really beautiful full show. We're going to teach you also a potent breathing technique called the golden light of the sun, which is we're going to talk about the benefits of it. And of course, as always, we have a cosmic message for you at the end of the show. So stay tuned for the hour as we delve into a very potent topic, your DNA and what it looks like. So before we do that, let's talk about the solar activities. I know many of you have been aware of the changes, but in the last few days, there has been report of very active solar activity. And so we have been receiving a lot of solar frequencies. And of course, that is changing our grids of communication. Now, whether it's the 3D technology or devices, it'd be online meetings, but also our verbal communications as the grids are being updated. And I was told as well that there's also other positive, benevolent intergalactic groups working also with the grids, upgrading the grids on the planet, whether it's the magnetic grids, the crystalline one, the planetary grids. We also have the celestial and universal grids. We know that we are interconnected with each other within a symbiotic system of grid and matrix realities. So the solar energy has been particularly intense. I can tell you personally, I've been feeling the change and the shifting a lot. I can even feel myself shifting dimensionally in the physical form. I can be just walking in a store and I can feel like I'm walking through pocket of vibrational energy. And even my own husband has been witnessing myself like moving through space and time, almost like shifting dimensionally. It's been pretty interesting. So be gentle with yourself, especially right now. When you want to say something or you want to convey something, think about your grid of communications, your internal grids. We know we have your internal planetary and your solar system grids. So it's important just to feel that you stay grounded, aligned and balanced with yourself, which is why we're going to do this golden light of the sun breathing technique. And we're going to talk about how easy it is and the benefit of this technique just a little bit later in the show. This week, on the last week of May, we're also moving to what's called a flower full moon as combined with a lunar eclipse. So there is definitely a lot of celestial movement changing. So we're being affected emotionally, mentally, spiritually, energetically. And it's also a time for deep release of really old paradigm. Anything that has been stored on the unconscious level, whether it's little habits, little hooks, attachments, unresolved soul patterns, they're really being pushed to the surface big time. And it's a time to also restore our internal emotional calmness, allowing the flow of emotion to be more steady. Think of it as a constant flow, like a waterfall that constantly flow, allowing it to purge itself without creating outbursts or really big fluctuations, allowing that restore of that inner calmness into our emotional flow. So the thing I do personally is I like to connect particularly with your sacral chakra. We know the sacral not only is the seat of creativity, but it also is the seat of what we call your internal emotional field, your internal emotional ocean. So you can visualize this ocean of liquid light moving into different directions, allowing to understand your inner ties and what do they convey to you. So there may be some little still pattern store trauma that's been coming in the subtlety of the flow of your sacral chakra. So it can be something from your past and encoded. You know, if you are very hypersensitive to energy and empath, or maybe you are a people pleaser, those people who wants to please people, make others happy, you're going to be very much challenged right now because of all the celestial movement we're going between the sun and the moon. There's a lot going on this week. So please do honor your space. Take a deeper breath into your being. Feel your sacral. Feel your balance within your chakras. Feel also the roots of the earth and allow the grids, your internal grids, to be upgraded at the same time as of the earth grids are present currently. So deep breath. We're here and we are thrilled to be here with you. We want to thank you for allowing us to walk with you on your journey. We are here to be of service. We're also here to bring wisdom, reminder, knowledge, and also different aspect of techniques and very important topics like your DNA. So let's take a look at your DNA. We know that your DNA is constantly evolving. And we know that we have had, many of us on this planet, many of you have had multitude of lifetimes, meaning that you have been before in physical incarnation. This is not your first rodeo, so to speak, as I like to call it. So what I mean is that over time, every time you come into an incarnation, there is an interweaving, if you want, of information that goes into what's called the matrix of the quantum DNA. The quantum DNA represent the memories. There are memory encoded at that level. So every time you incarnate on the earth and you start your preparation before the incarnation or before the beginning of a new lifetime, well, then what happened is that you receive an encoded with core knowledge of the unity of everything, creation, your soul journey, the sum of all the entirety of all the life you have had, whether it's on the planets, in other galaxy, under parallel universe, or even just as a formless consciousness, everything is coded. And so as you move through your soul journey or your soul lifetime right here, time after time, where you start to manifest certain point of reference or elements of all the teaching, the knowledge, and that is encoded in your DNA quantum field, in your physical reality, in this incarnation. And sometimes it is done without having a greater awareness of it. But the thing is that the truth of the structure of your quantum DNA field, it's part of your soul. It's part of your being. It's part of what you brought in with you, if that makes sense. So more and more as we are rising in consciousness, the goal is to start to be more conscious how much your internal DNA is an infinite library of coded information. And it contains amazing amount of knowledge, information, even within the matrix of life. So as you start to understand better your journey, you know that you came here as you incarnated in this particular physical form, this identity you took on, you came here with a lot of coded information and knowledge. That's the point we're making. So we are moving more and more into the ascension process and we're awakening. Many of you are asking questions, who am I? Where am I from? Where's my point of origins? So as we move through the evolution state of ascension, well, there's a certain pulse or certain triggering energy that start in your quantum structure of your DNA that start to awaken, that start to activate a more conscious, deeper awakened process within you and a response to it. And so what that means is that all the seeding information that is encoded in the memory of your DNA or this archive of information, well, everything that is printed there at the DNA level, it starts to come to the surface in a more conscious form. In other words, it's becoming more available. And how you can do that is connect your DNA. You know that we are moving in that direction. We are evolving. The more light you carry in you, the more conscious you're living in the form, whether it's your thought form, your communication, your decision-making, your point of connections with your higher self, your guides, your star families, and also others, with your family, friends, people, with the earth plane. The more we're becoming conscious that we are ultimately eternal essence of divine energy in a physical form, in an incarnation, that we are returning and living in that conscious state as eternal being, as opposed to limited trap, so to speak, limited, constricted human beings. And that's completely the other way around. This is what we call a very powerful reversal of thought system. And we spoke of this before, and we're going to continue to speak of it because this is very important. And this is contributing to that reversal of thought system, removing all limiting belief patterns and program ingrained at the subconscious level that plays out in the conscious. In the consciousness, I mean, and so forth. So this is why that we are very keen in terms of allowing you to remember who you are. So your DNA, we're moving from a two-strand, like a two-double helix to a six-double helix, completely activated, what we call the 12-strand of DNA. This is also when it starts to form in the multidimensional aspect of it. We know that there's also interdimensional layer to the DNA that connects us to the different state of dimensional. We know that dimensions is the vibrational state as opposed to a destination that we need to reach. So it allows you to sit back more in terms of the more you're in core and you realize who you are at a soul level, that everything is within you, then you can start to go more inward. And the simplicity of meditation, that can be just sitting down on your favorite chair and with your eyes closed, breathe to your mind, let your mind go of any excess of stress, mental congestion, and connect to the gateway of your heart. And from there, invite your higher self to come through and ask, show me, I am ready now to receive. I am ready now to understand better aspects of myself. I know it sounds very simple, but at the same time, the simplicity of it, it's what makes it powerful. And oftentimes we get caught up in the complexity of techniques or rituals or protocols. And then we sometimes just forget to go back to the essentials. So your DNA is the same way. One thing we'll do a really quick visual after the break, and we'll do the visual. We'll also do the golden light of the sun breathing technique to help you understand to help you also connect at a conscious level. Because we know that as we are moving from the familiar double helix configuration of our DNA, we know that we're moving into a much more complex configuration of a six double helix, completely activated. And within those helix configuration, we know that everything is encoded there, including your genetic codes, for your physical body, your emotional evolutions, everything is there. And so this is why that just to be conscious of, I'm allowing this internal integration, expansion of my DNA, you also realize that you are walking, so to speak, a walking library, archive of universal knowledge. This is why we can see how powerful you are. We are very powerful all together. So imagine when we combine our strength, our willpower, when we combine our light to really help one another, to support each other. You can see already the transformation, the power we have within our fingertips right here, right now, to make a difference. Difference in your family, difference for someone you love, friends, co-workers, or just consciously when you are in public places, even though right now I understand it's a little bit more challenging. We can feel the change. We can feel almost like a palpable vibrational stages or differences in consciousness between people, between belief systems. Let's take a deep breath. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we're going to do a visual exercise to allow you to connect your DNA. We're going to do also the golden light of the sun breathing technique. And we're going to talk more about DNA and also your telomere. So stay tuned. We'll be right back here on Ascending with the Octurians.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Are you trying to lose weight, but feel guilty for eating your favorite foods? Feeling deprived and resentful makes for results that aren't sustainable. Join Adrienne Craig every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for her show, Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Learn to love the journey and watch yourself succeed. For more information about Adrienne or to work with her personally, visit LifeCanyon.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on stephaniejames.world. The best is yet to come.
Welcome back to Ascending with the Octurians. We are pleased to have you back. Before the break, we're talking about your DNA, the 12th strand of DNA, and also the double helix configuration and how everything is evolving right now. So we're going to just briefly talk of another aspect of your DNA, which is called a telomere. We know that the telomere are located at both ends of every DNA strand in the human cell. And part of their role is to prevent chromosomes from becoming worn out, or fusing into themselves or binding with other DNA. So they're really important. And oftentimes what happens is that the telomere can also start to get shorter. They kind of shrink in, so to speak, and that can cause instability in the body and also prevent the body cells' ability from dividing or from reproducing. So we want to also include in our visualization, when you use the technique, when you connect with the DNA and you see all of your internal system healthy, balanced, vibrant, you can also visualize the telomere at both hands of those little cap like that connects the DNA strand, healthy, balanced, strong, so that the cellular health stay and the body continue to be stable, healthy, vibrant, and full of vitality. So I just wanted to add that layer to it. So let's do this visualization together. It's going to allow yourself to connect consciously with your own DNA. And I know we have read so much research on DNA about, the frequency, the band of consciousness, the multidimensional aspect of the DNA and how they have been, studied. And only we know that as of right now, the scientists, they say, there's only 3% of used DNA and 97% of the rest is just, refer as junk or in important DNA. But this is why we are reversing that false statement and we're returning to claiming the 100% of our DNA, its evolutionary phase, and also all the functionality within it, including all the codons and how the DNA is also very much evolving, but also especially the coding and all the memory in it. It's phenomenal. So make yourself comfortable, meaning that you are sitting down comfortably, feet on the ground, making sure your spine is supported. And this is a conscious visualization. So we invite you to close your eyes right now. Perfect. Take a few deep breaths. Beautiful. Just let everything flow. Normal breath. Let your breath resume on its own. We invite you to bring your focal point inside of you, feeling your heart. Allow yourself this place, this quantum space of presence in the here and now. You now feel and see or imagine your DNA within you and whichever form it takes on, just let it come to you. Just ask then, I wish to connect to my DNA right now. And it is done. And now imagine, feel, or just visualize yourself as if you were walking inside of your DNA. You are inside of it. You are walking through your DNA. It may look like a library of soul-coded information, a very ancient, large, exhaustive library of coding information. Just take the time to feel, to connect. Whatever impression, sensation, colors, or simply just being in that state of connectiveness. Just your intention hold that quantum space, connecting yourself with the quantum field and the presence of your DNA. Imagining that you're walking through it, you are a part of it. And just let any impression comes to you. Also pay attention to subtlety of memories that may come to you, whether it's a word, a tonality, a color frequency. Pay attention to see how your body responds. Your body will respond to this experience in various ways, whether it's to your solar system, and your solar plexus, we call it your solar system because it refers to your solar system grid. Your heart, maybe something going on into your throat chakra, or just energy flowing to your spine like a gentle activation, a gentle memory activation. Just allow yourself to merge and be in the presence of your DNA, looking at it from inside out. And this is what we call establishing a conscious bond, a conscious form of communication to and with your DNA. Perfect. And as you hold the space, remember that you're welcome to return to the space at any given time. This is your DNA. Allowing yourself to feel, asking your DNA to show you your original DNA blueprint. And the original DNA blueprint contained the 12 strands stacked on top of one another with 64 codons. And the codons are like bars linking the strands together. So allow also to have access consciously to your original DNA blueprint. Beautiful. Just hold the space. Let it be a part of you. It is your DNA. All this information containing the entire matrix of life, including the entire archives of all of your soul journeys. Imagine what you can learn, discover, and remember. Perfect. Let's take a conscious deep breath to your heart. Breathe in and release. And now you can open your eyes. Welcome back. I know this was short, but at the same time, just that aspect of connections, you're able to go back to it. So you have an idea, a format, if you want, how to connect consciously. Just simply close your eyes, clear your mind by breathing to your mind first and center yourself. Feel like you're opening this quantum space in the now. Go inside and simply ask. After time, we ask. At the same time, we might be shy for asking for more. So asking is opening the door to see that you are willing and ready to receive. And trust that the information is revealed to you in the perfect language that you understand and recognize at this point, at this time. And remember that this language is also evolving with you as you're expanding in consciousness and accepting other aspects of self that may reveal themselves to you naturally. And this is all part of the self-discovery. This is what we're here for as well. And this is part of the ascension process, or as we like to call it, the reascension process. We've done this before. Of course we have. So let's talk about this beautiful golden light of the sun breathing technique that we talked about before the break. It's really designed to activate your inner chi, the life force in us. It is a technique that involves breathing in into the golden light, energy from the sun, and especially right now with the solar frequencies, it's particularly more active. So by doing that, we naturally absorb more energy into our system. We also allowing ourselves to relax more. It is designed to help your entire body system to relax, open up more, bring in more oxygen, more light, but also cleanse and purify the system, and also bring in more energy, and also allow to release that sunlight energy into the earth and help you to replace old energies with renewed one. So it activates some natural faculties that may still be dormant in you. So it has a multitude of benefits, and it's really easy to do. So we're going to do it this right now. Allow me to walk with you consciously first, and then we'll do it together. So basically, all you have to do is remain in a comfortable position, sitting with your feet on the ground like we just did. And what we're going to do is we're going to breathe in or inhale slowly. And as you do so, imagine, feel that you are bringing in the golden light of the sun. And when you breathe in, you can feel that energy moving through you to your spine. And then hold the breath gently. And then when you exhale slowly, releasing the golden light of the sun into your body, into your system, into your energy field, your bodies of light, and also expanding this light everywhere in and around you. So the light can expand and create wavelength of solar energy everywhere, going deep into the earth and helping everyone along the way. And it is the most appropriate for them, of course, always serving the highest and best. Already. So I want just to give you an idea of what it looks like. So bring in, hold the energy, and then expand it slowly. It's a beautiful, gentle, slow, and profound process. Perfect. Already. So make yourself comfortable. Go back to that same position. If you would please close your eyes. Thank you. Concentrate. Feel that you're focused here in the now. And now we begin. So take a deep inhalation. Breathe in the golden light of the sun. Gently hold your breath. And slowly exhale the golden light of the sun. Perfect. Keep going. Breathing in the golden light. Feel like even your lungs are glowing, radiating with this golden light. And when you hold your breath, hold it just for it is comfortable. It can be just on a count of 3, 1, 2, 3, and then slowly release it. Spread the energy into your body. Now I feel that you are expanding it everywhere around you. Your entire form is glowing. Think of it as becoming a mini internal supernova of energy, of solar energy. And then you're expanding into your environment. And even with your pet, you can feel you have pets at home and they may have some issues, helping them to also stay healthy and balanced. You can feel that you're also projecting this golden light of the sun to your pet, whether you live on a farm, on the land, or even if you live close by people who own horses, cows, chicken, other, you know, any form of life forms, even your trees in the yard, everywhere. Remember, it's all sentient life forms. So let's just continue. One more breath. Breathe in. Hold. And release. Beautiful. Let's just hold a space for a moment. Let the golden light of the sun flowing through you, through your chakra system, let it flow. Beautiful. Feel how refreshing this is. You're welcome to open your eyes. Welcome back to your space. Grounded, balanced, open. You also allow your body to be an open conduit of light, releasing, removing little obstacle, residuals, blockages that may be very unconscious and unknown. Everything flow in the power of the light, helping you to be in that state of equilibrium, balance, and energy. And so allow yourself to be in that space. So I hope that serves you well. It's a technique that you are welcome to use at any time. And it can be also even sitting in your car, safely parked, of course. And you can utilize this technique to restore yourself, or even sending a light to help to heal a situation and to bring in and manifest in higher resolution and higher solutions. So that was pretty awesome, the golden light. I love to do this golden light of the sun burning technique. And especially right now, as we need to stay anchored, grounded into our light more and more. I know that we're still moving through a lot of thick energies. We're still seeing a lot of changes in our world. Trust, there is a divine, amazing divine design with behind it. Allow yourself to clear your mind, especially right now. So this is why we bring this technique to you. So in a moment, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we have a beautiful cosmic message to give you. This cosmic message, I know it's going to uplift you. It's going to bring you wisdom, inner strength, inner power. So stay tuned as we come back with the cosmic message and more. We'll see you right back on Ascending with the Arcturians.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
I'm a big fan of yours, and of y'all's wisdom has been very valuable to me. I've been curious, kind of stuck and not sure which direction to go, and having the motivation, you know, to do that as well. So thank you very much. It's a beautiful message. Thank you very much.
It is a beautiful message.
It's very comforting and a great reminder.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Get empowered
on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Welcome back to Ascending with the Arcturians with your host, Vivian. Before the break, we briefly talked about more DNA subject and a telomere. We did also a visualization and a powerful golden light of the sun breathing technique. And now As we promise on every show, we have a cosmic message for you. And this cosmic message comes from my beloved Arcturian Collective. And what they are saying, what they are sharing with us today, is that it truly is time now to set aside any form of illusionary belief systems, whether it's stress, anxiety, competition, lack, scarcity, fear of the future, and so forth. Any form of illusionary belief system that has given to us by earth religions, programming, cultural reference, all archetypal way of living, societal archetypal attachments, especially emotional attachments and mental attachment and so forth. It's time to deeply cleanse ourselves. Think of it as to release the inner clutter. Whether it's, life patterns, if you look at your life, if there are certain repetitive patterns, and extract the patterns and ask yourself, what is the core teaching of this? And the core teaching will reveal itself. And a core teaching, they're like roots of a tree. They oftentimes will nourish a multitude of branches. And that means that it can be a reflective of a multitude of situations or events that connects back to that one root. That makes sense, right? So cleansing ourselves sets your heart free. Set your heart free, meaning that release the past trauma, known and unknown. Just allow yourself to be very present in the now and feel also that all the knowledge, the wisdom, the teaching, everything that you have accomplished, counts. Nothing is in vain. Clear mind. This is what it's called, attaining a higher discipline, disciplineship of the mind, mastery of thought projection. You know that we are very powerful being, and our thought forms create very distinct patterns that is so palpable. Those patterns are so palpable that even our intergalactic star brothers and sisters, the benevolent ones, of course, can perceive the energy and the ripple effect of this. I know this is something we spoke before about, but it's very important. Clearing also cellular memory. There's so much that we carry. Remember that your physical form that we call your body template carry a lot of information and memories. Allowing any form of negative and lower vibrational influence to simply be released from your life. You said, thank you, I release you with ease and grace, and I release you to higher light with blessing on your path, and welcome those, or welcome situation changes, positive change that is much more in sync with the true vibrational state that you are right now moving forward. This is what it's called, the blueprint of your vibrational state of where you are and evolving from more and more. Remember that you are very loved and very respected by your intergalactic brothers and sisters, those who have been assisting the earth. We are assisting you from the outside, and there's many star seed on the planet, different form of hybrids, star seeds, different delegation, also ambassador that have come and returned to this earth in a form of a human incarnation to help from the inside and the internal help, so that we know that we are very balanced with each other. So you are a very sacred elevation of life, a very sacred level of intelligence, of cosmic intelligence. We are very much sovereign being. You are an eternal being of light, an eternal essence. And I know that many of you are looking to understand your cosmic lineages. Your cosmic lineages explain aspect of your souls. At the same time, we invite you to really return to identify more as a divine being, internal essence of light. And then the other aspect of your lineages or aspect that helps you understand certain form of direct connections, gifts, and ability that you carry in this particular incarnation. So allow yourself to move past any form of false structures that have been implemented for so long, and we are finally starting to free ourselves more and more, allowing yourself to release and recognizing also sometimes where we have signals and symbols around us. That's why it's called be present, so you can decode the synchronicity and the language of the universe talking to you, speaking with you. So allow yourself to reclaim the full God aspect being that you are, and reflective in your human expression, beyond personality, persona, case, upbringing. It's not about what you do. It's about who you are. And it's also reclaiming the responsibility of your multidimensional awareness and living in a sense of responsible being of light. We know that is the same thing with your DNA, and the key to humanity, physical, emotional, mental, and even spiritual evolutions, everything is truly encoded in your DNA. The potential within your DNA template is absolutely phenomenal. So this is why the more you are in sync with the true nature of you, understanding is simply taking the time on the day-to-day to slow down. It's not about how much information you read off of internet or how many books you've read so far or classes you've taken. It's about returning to the true state of internal beingness. We get sometimes so busy, and myself included, that also just standing still in a moment, that moment that on a linear time, we call it maybe 10, 15 minutes, but that 10 minutes becoming precious energy or unlimited energy within the universal times. You're standing outside the three-dimensional time linear construct, and you allow yourself for that short period of time to attune your being. Taking deeper breath into your form, your being, like the golden light of the sun, for example, allowing your internal micro tunnels of intercommunication to be clear, purged, open, without having the mind constantly pushing to learn and ask more questions, and at the same time, never truly feeling the soul back or feeling the heart back with genuine answers or genuine knowledge. So you can see at that point is constantly monitoring what aspect of myself am I relaying or living on the most or living from the most. So this is a very important way of creating higher disciplineship of the mind, training yourself to function from the higher mental faculties and bridge with your heart center. And this is where your inner gateway, the mastery of your inner being, and start to communicate consciously more with your DNA, your DNA template. You know that in addition to your 12 strand, there's also the 12 interdimensional aspect of your DNA, which connects you to the 12 dimensions and so forth. So that DNA template is also part of the ascension process. And this is also part of what we are moving from being physically of a carbon-based matter and moving into a more crystalline diamond-like body structure. So this is why we're very happy, through our show here on Transformation Talk Radio to really provide this time. And I know an hour goes by fast. We also invite you to join our online Arcturian holographic group healing that we offer once a month. And it's open publicly. Now, the fees are very low. We always keep it very reasonable to allowing more people to join our group. So how can you join? Well, you can sign up to our newsletter going to our website, infinitehealingfromthestars.com. That is infinitehealingfromthestars.com. That is a sign up contact sheet. You can just add your name and your email to the list. You can also join us on our meetup group. We do have a meetup group, Teaching of the Arcturians, where everything is announced. So there are different ways to bring a community together. And of course, we offer on a monthly basis also three meditation. And the meditation are posted on our YouTube channel, which is Vivian Chauvet Galactic Healer. And you also welcome to listen to the recordings. So there's different methodology, different way for us to, you know, stay connected and be aligned with each other. Remember to breathe in the presence and always ask yourself, oh, I got caught up into an emotional, little emotional or mental trap. I reset myself and breathe. I ask for higher guidance. May the truth be revealed to me from the realm of illumined truth. Breathe in, reset, and then allow that new energy to come in. There's one more thing we would like to share with you before the end of the show. It's about your pineal gland. The pineal gland is very much in tune with the evolution of your DNA, and is also very tied up with your third eye. So the pineal gland is located right in the middle of the brain, and it's a very small gland that we call the pineal gland. And it is also being called the house of the soul. And this is really much a directly down from your crown, and it's really much aligned with your crown chakra as well. And it's directly on the back of your third eye. And the pineal gland, inside of it, there is what's called the master cell. The master cell is the key cell. It's the master key cell to everything. So it's another functionality on the pineal gland. You can also visualize the pineal glands and ask to be for your gland to be fully restored to its original divine blueprint. And just allow yourself to breathe into it. You can almost feel like you're breathing to the top of your head. You may feel a little bit throbbing energy. Every time I do that technique with myself or in a group setting, I can feel myself and others has reported feeling that throbbing energy on top of their head. So we want to add this aspect so you can start to be more conscious of the complexity and the beauty that is within you. And also you can just allow yourself that interconnection on a day-to-day, whether you go outside asking the tree nature to help you balance Mother Earth, Mother Energy. Ask also for intergalactic intelligence to help you. And please ask your guardian angels and your higher self to be more present with you on a day-to-day. As always, it has been our privilege to be here with you today. And enjoy the full moon and the lunar eclipse. Whatever you need to release, whatever needs to be purged, let it go, let it flow, breathe to it. I will also recommend to do some automatic writing, meaning allowing intuition to write on a piece of paper what is it that you need to let go of and what is it you wish to implement, enhance, replace with. It's like a garden. As you release something, you replenish with something else. So automatic writing, it's a beautiful technique that allows you to stay very in core in the moment, connecting with your other senses, including your extrasensory senses, and allowing yourself intuitively to write all the inspiration that comes to you. Time for out, time for new. Let go of the old. Welcome the new, with ease and grace at your own pace. Trust that everything is revealed to you at the perfect timing, your own soul divine timing, which is far more powerful. So we hope you can join us on the next show. We always have amazing topic. I always ask my collective, what is it at this point of time we wish to convey, we wish to bring, whether it's a message, a technique. So we're going to talk about many other things, including your thought form, telepathic communications, and so forth. So join us next time here on Ascending with the Arcturians with myself, Vivian Chauvet, on Transformation Talk Radio. We are blessed and honored to be of service to so many. And remember that you are loved and also very protected. Most importantly, you are very powerful. So trust yourself. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Ascending with the Octurians with your host, Vivian Chouvette. It has been our pleasure being your host and interstellar guide. We invite you to embrace your uniqueness and authentic self. For more information on our healing services and to connect with Vivian, please visit our website, infinitehealingfromthestars.com. That's infinitehealingfromthestars.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.